So, Michael, a Sheffield Wednesday player until the end of the season. Just tell us how this move came about for you.
Probably just a little over a week, 10 days probably ago, my agent told me there was interest from Sheffield Wednesday, and yeah, just had a sort of look into the club a little bit. Obviously, I've played at Hillsborough 5 or 6 times before, so I've experienced you know, what Hillsborough brings with the atmosphere and, you know, the size of the stadium and stuff. So obviously know a bit about it from previous experiences, and yeah, just straight away really, it's something I really fancied.
I imagine there was quite a lot of interest given your pedigree. So, in particular with Wednesday, was it sort of the ambition or the history of the club? What was it that really sold it for you, then, you say?
Yeah, I think definitely the ambition of the chairman, the new owners and the new manager in place. I've read some of the comments, and yeah, their ambition definitely was something that I was attracted to. They're obviously intending to take the club back to the Premier League, which is great news to me. You know, I want to be part of a successful team, and you know, they can build a successful side. Then there's no reason why, you know, we can't achieve that. That just getting back into the Premier League. Yeah.
Do you sense there's an urgency at Wednesday to get to the Premier League? That they're not hanging about here. That they want to get there as soon as possible.
Yeah, very much so. I think with the investment from the new owners, I'm sure that there'll be more signings to come in. And to help the squad that's already in place, and to improve obviously the team and to push us up the league, and that's everyone's aim. Everyone's goal is to get to the Premier League, and as players, we all want to be there, and obviously the new owners want to be there. So that's great news.
You've been in the Premier League. You've been with clubs who are trying to get there as well. What do you think is the big thing trying to get out of this division? What is the key towards a side that can be successful in the Championship?
I think probably having a settled team, really, a settled side, players knowing each other's roles in the team and in the squad, and real togetherness is obviously key as well. And I think you need obviously goal scorers in the team as well. You know, you look at every successful team that's gone up from the Championship, they've always had a player up top who's going to get you lots of goals, really, to win your games and ultimately get you over the line. So. Yes, I think everyone knows it's a grueling hard season in the Championship, and there's some highs and lows, but if you all stick together and you get a successful team going, then it is possible to get promotion.
I don't want you to speak out of turn, Michael, or put you on the spot a little bit, but the rumour always was that you were going to be joining alongside Gary Hooper. Have you two sort of spoken about Wednesday and about sort of the potential of this club and where it could go?
I've not spoken to Gary since I've signed. I spoke to him briefly during the week before I signed, and there's obviously interest in both of us. I'm not sure what the situation is with him. But yeah, obviously my deal was all sorted. So as soon as that was done, I was here signed and obviously training with the lads. So I'm not sure what the situation is with that, so I couldn't comment too much further on that.
What has the head coach said to you in terms of the competition here? Because now you've joined and Tom Lees has started the season very well. Glenn Leuven's is the club captain there. Vincent Sasso's also had a good start. So there's a lot of players, aren't there, competing for two spots?
Yeah, of course, that's always healthy, I think, to have a number of players in certain positions. And, of course, there's 4 players, which you need, I think, in the Championship for the central defence. So, there'll be obviously all 4 of us will be fighting to make the 2 places. And like I say, it's key that there's competition for places in the squad.
I think I'm right in saying that you're out of contract next summer. So, without wanting to use the old cliche of kind of putting yourself in the shop window, do you think this is a good chance now to get regular first team football and to sort of showcase what you're all about?
Yeah, for me, it's just all about coming to somewhere where I believe I can play and make an impact. I spent the second half of last season frustrated at Norwich and managed to go out on loan for the back end of last season to Fulham to play 9 games. But starting this season, not involved was obviously difficult. And for me, I'm not one who's just going to sit around and train and have nothing at the end of the week to look forward to. I'm always someone who's going to want to go and play, wherever that may be. So, luckily for me, this opportunity came about and I jumped at it.
And it's a club, isn't it, that has been out of the Premier League for an awful long time. It's 15 years now since Wednesday we're in the top flight. And there's a real eagerness there. I mean, not just within the club, I imagine with the fans as well, to get back there. And from someone who's sort of been on the outside, when you look at Wednesday, is it a surprise that, you know, it's so long since they were playing regularly in the Premier League?
Yeah, I think so. I think when I sort of was first interested in football at a young age, I remember watching Sheffield Wednesday in the Premier League and some great players in those years. And it's been a little bit of a surprise to me that they haven't come close, really. Obviously, they've dropped down to League One and got themselves back into the Championship. But yeah, without really, taking it to the next level and pushing to get to the Premier League. So I think, with everything that's in place, I'm sure that, that's where everyone wants to be and that's what everyone's going to drive to succeed to do.
And just a final one, it is Middlesbrough tomorrow. Assuming that you do play some part in that game, it is going to be a real test. They're one of the big favourites, aren't they, in the Championship?
Yeah, they've got a fantastic squad. Obviously, came very close last season in the playoff final, of course. And they've added one or two players to what they had last year. I know they've lost a couple, but they're a strong team and they'll be looking to get promotion this year. It's a tough game for us. But, one we're looking forward to.